Hello and happy new year. This is Venus. It's been a hot minute, a good 2 weeks. I hope everybody had fabulous holiday seasons. And the Bay's been crazy. We got hit with like a typhoon or something and everybody got sick, but I'm here and I'm ready to bring more music. So let's just start this. So the tracks that I'm going to be playing tonight are, I think, a good summary of last year. So I'm going to be playing The White Stripes, Tammy Lynn, Janis Joplin, Stephen Marley, and Bobby McFerrin. And I know that sounds really random, but I think it's a good summary of everything that happened in 2007. And then I'm going to go over a bit of what I think the best albums of 2007 were. So let's just start. The first song is called Girl, You Have No Faith in Medicine by The White Stripes. And I'm feeling this because, yeah, if you know anything about corporate medicine and know anything about me, there is no faith in medicine. So let's start. So the next song of the night is pretty tight because when I first heard it, I definitely heard Amy Winehouse's influence. And it's crazy because when you hear how this woman changes her voice and what her range is, it's so much like her that there's no way that Amy doesn't listen to this girl. So this is Tammy Lynn and the song is called I'm Gonna Run Away From You. I'm feeling this song. When I first heard it, like I said, it was pretty amazing. And it's really amazing to be able to see its historical context. So I hope you enjoy I'm Gonna Run Away From You by Tammy Lynn.
Do they don't know how I try.
So I really don't know how I've gotten this far without playing any Janis Joplin, and she's a powerhouse voice of the 20th century, so I absolutely have to play something by her at this point. So I'm going to play Bye Bye Baby Bye Bye, and it was one of her hits, and she sang the song a lot on tour, and yeah, I hope you enjoy Bye Bye Baby.
Change my living standard and move uptown.
So the next track of the night is becoming one of my favorite songs, and it's Stephen Marley on vocals and Ben Harper on the guitar, and so I think that other than maybe like Stephen Marley and Mos Def, I think this is possibly one of the best combinations ever, so you know I'm feeling this album. Like I said, it's called Anity Red, and it's tight. I really like the song. I hope you chill to this song. I'm trying to tone it down a little bit. So do enjoy Anity Red with Stephen Marley and Ben Harper.
judgment. Jah judgment's gonna call on you. Red eye, red eye, red eye. Red eye, you're gonna turn to blue. None shall escape Jah judgment. Jah judgment's gonna fall on you. Red eye, red eye, red eye. Red eye, you're gonna turn to blue.
So I hope you enjoyed that song, because the last song, I hope you'll be able to appreciate now, and if you don't, I know that later on you will thank me for this. This is Bobby McFerrin from Circle Songs. It's the fifth song. There's no track titles to any of them. I've tried looking long and hard for this. And the thing that's amazing about Bobby McFerrin is he doesn't play any instruments other than his voice. And I've been lucky enough to grow up on his music, so it's one of these things where I can look over his discography and just say, wow. And I hope that you'll be able to do the same thing. The only thing I can do without on this track is the woman's voice, but she only has one hook. So I really hope you enjoy this song, Circle Song 5 by Bobby McFerrin.
Dum 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 d
So that was Circle Song 5 by Bobby McFerrin. I hope you enjoyed that. So real quick, I want to run through what I think was the best 10 albums of last year. I actually put down 20 on my blog if you want to see that. And one I think is a little bit unfair, but because it came out on December 29th of 06, its actual airplay was in 07. That would be Mos Def, True Magic would be number one. But if not, we'll start with the Noisettes, What's the Time, Mr. Wolf, followed by Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, which was also an 06 release. The White Stripes' Icky Thump was an awesome album. Obviously, I was loving Stephen Marley, Mind Control, that's at number five. Pharoah Munch, Desire. Dan the Automator presents 2K7, which technically was also an 06 release. For number 8, Bette Davis's re-release, that was just awesome that we could catch that on CD now. I so appreciate whoever decided to do that. Mark Ronson's album was excellent, Version. If you have not heard that, that's like the sleeper of last year. It's got everybody on there, and come on now, anytime you can have ODB doing a Britney Spears song, that's awesome. Number 10 was Ben Harper, Lifeline. Of course, I love him. He had to make the list. And if we're not including the Mos Def as number 1, then the actual number 10 would have been Ali Farka Touré, Savane. That's an amazing album from Mali. So I hope you enjoy the jam session, and I hope that you can put your top 10 on the blog at any time. You can always send some music, and I would love to be able to compare notes. So until next week, this is Venus, keeping music free, and always play what you love. Stay green. This is V. Till next week.